The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Boomers Live land. We're coming to you live from Southern California here, and Reefa's taking care of some business this morning. She's got so many auditions and everything going on, but, you know, we just try to keep you informed on all the news and the updated things and all the, you know, all the situations for us baby boomers. You know, we've worked so many years and we've retired, and we find ourselves in situations sometimes where, all right, what do we do now? Do we have enough money to keep doing it? And all these kind of things. And you know what? There's always a positive side to everything. There's entrepreneurship. A lot of retirees are starting their own business, the old proverbial bucket list and all that kind of stuff. And they're finding out there's so many opportunities now. And they're also finding out that all this tech stuff is not that complicated. Reefa has her tech time, keeps you informed and all that stuff. And I'm finding that out too, because it was a little slow for me to get started with these new iPhones and the computer and the apps and all that stuff. Well, you know what? With Eric and Reefa and everybody, I've learned it. You know, I'm learning. I'm not an expert at it, but you know what? It's kind of fun. You can research so much stuff in this app situation that's out there. Boy, that's really amazing. But anyway, what do we got here? George Lopez. Some of the past birthdays, we got Shirley Temple, Roy Orbison. You know, I'm finding out that I'm researching the celebrity birthdays, and I don't know any of these people except the ones that come up that, you know, I kind of watched and listened to and I, you know, I was fans of. And a lot of them are gone now. What the heck's going on here? But anyway, with that, we're going to move into our tech time and our hot topic time. So let's move on.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I'm going to stick to the tech for Reefa because she does the tech stuff, so I'll do my best. And I'm going to do a little recap on the tech for 2018. I want to see what changes there are in the tech world in 2018. So I did some research and found an interesting article at Forbes giving MIT's top 10 breakthrough of technologies for 2018. How about that for a lot of T's? So let's start here for number one. And this stuff is crazy. 3D metal printing. Advances in this technology mean that instant metal fabrications is quickly becoming a reality. And I'll tell you, you see this stuff and it's just amazing. It quickly opens a new world of possibilities, the ability to create large interactions with metal structures on demand could revolutionize manufacturing. I remember the metal guy in the Schwarzenegger movie when he first walked through the bars, you know, the Terminator. I thought that was amazing scene they had there. Artificial embryo-like structures have been made from stem cells. This will clearly raise ethical questions. And Sensing City at Toronto, all right, Waterfront District at Google's parent Alphabet, implementing sensors and analytics in order to rethink how cities are built, run, and lived in. So you've seen the the pictures and the videos of future cities. Well, that could be coming in the not-too-far future. Cloud-based artificial intelligence, which we call AI services, key players here include Amazon, Google, IBM, and Microsoft, which are all working on increasing assets, or at least access, to machine learning and artificial neural networking technology in order to make it more affordable and easy to use. And we're getting into really high-tech stuff, just like we used to see in the Star Trek movie, stuff like that. Well, it's around the corner. All right, I'm going to try to get this as clear. Dueling neural networks. This breakthrough promises to bestow AI systems with imagination through allowing them to essentially spar with each other. How about that? All right, work at Google brand DeepMind and Nervia is focused on enabling systems that will create ultra-realistic computer-generated images or sounds beyond what is currently possible. All right, Devil and Neural Networks describes a breakthrough in AI that allows AI to create images, things it has never seen, and gives AI a sense of imagination. How about that? And what was that old movie where that was it 2001 where it kind of thought by itself? Anyway, there's a little bit of the tech stuff, and now we're going to move into Jim's Hot Topic time. How about that? Let's see what kind of a drum roll we got here.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
That's me. So let's see what I got here. Kate and William. It's a boy. They had a boy in addition to their family. I think that's number three. Germany's leader warns of a different type of anti-Semitism, but now they're trying to get control on what's going on, doing whatever it takes to protect the Jewish population. Front runner in Mexico election defends amnesty to fight drug violence. Lopez Obrador, for the good of all, the poor come first. That was a slogan back in about 5 years ago. Only surviving Paris attack suspect gets 20 years for the case. Was it Salah Adestin? He was jailed in a Brussels case. He was Europe's most wanted in 2015. Bloomberg, you remember the mayor of New York, donates $4.5 million for a climate study because the UN cut costs on that, and he wanted to make sure that that was being watched and protected because he's into the climate change situation. Nicaragua cancels Social Security changes after unrest kills 21 people. President Ortega repealed the changes to the Social Security system that caused the riots. Trying to restore a little bit of peace there. Despite delay, experts say any evidence is suspected serious with the chemical attack is what I'm talking about. So we've really come down on this with our allies. So Syria's President Assad hopefully doesn't do that anymore. World's oldest person, Nakai Tajana from Japan, had just passed away at 117 years old. The European Commission has launched an in-depth investigation into Apple, the big takeover you probably read about, a UK-based music app, Shazam, after finding the deal could raise competition concerns. South Korea halts the propaganda talk about Kim Jong-un's, he's coming to South Korea. So maybe things are smoothing out and the president's supposed to have a meeting with him. Former First Lady Barbara Bush had passed away. She'd been laid to rest at 92. She had 17 grandchildren, raised over $110 million. iLaunch, the Easy Way Network, this is becoming news, unites for a show premiere in L.A. for a packed house. iLaunch and Easy Way combined their forces, and the red carpet was loaded with CEOs and celebrities. The press had been lined up. Several of the largest online networks with Easy Way Networks are now united for the iLaunch. We got looking at a reach of like 500 million. It's a big transition, folks, from all the online to the TV and the TV and online. And Eric with his Easy Way Network is kind of at the pinnacle of it. A woman, Christy Smith, flew around the world to adopt four orphans with the same genetic disorder that she has. Howard grad helps unknowing students secure $3.5 million in funding to help with their college debts. A lot of people are going into debt with the, they get their student loans and they wind up graduating with $100,000 in debt and then they can't find work. So it's been an issue. World famous magician is asking students to make magic using science. They will earn a magical reward. How about that? And a 10-year-old is traveling 620 miles up and down the coast after she found out a whale had died from ingesting 30 plastic bags. So she's trying to make a difference. And from that, we move on to commercial time. And that's
looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
That's the way we do it, and it doesn't come easy for Eric anyway. He's done a lot of work over the last 15 years and more, and it's many long 15, 20-hour days, believe me. But he's created quite a network, and it's been helping a lot of people. Safe. Okay, you're safe. Like, the guy comes in at home plate, and the umpire spreads his hands out, he's safe. That's a good feeling. Well, it's a good feeling for everybody when they jump on board. Solution Advocates for Everyone, a program that is very unique and a one-of-a-kind process that benefits both young and old in various aspects of their lives. Each program has been thoroughly researched, tested, and reviewed for decades to create optimal benefits in our various fields of expertise. The people at SAFE are very unique in the general format of business enterprise, basically because of their primary objective is not just financial and monetary. Everybody's out for money. No. They just want to help personal improvement and others, so on and so forth. And you're talking about education and health and so on and so forth. So I'm, with that, going to bring on two of the top members of the SAFE team, Janelle Garner and Greg Cameron, amazing people, which I've done business with, laughed with. In fact, I laughed to the point sometimes where my stomach hurt, but we have some good times together. We did a lot of business. Greg and Janelle, are you on with us?
Yep, we are.
We're here, Jim.
Hi, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the show because I know you guys are very busy with the SAFE situation, and I try to give a little brief on what SAFE does because it's a game changer. And not just baby boomers, but everybody needs this because the education, when you talk about actual IQs dropping because of the slow pace of education and houses dropping away from baby boomers because of the lack of proper insurance, these are all major situations, a life changer in the educational format because people are not happy with school. The results are bad. The insurance programs are a disaster. They can't afford it. And health is bad. So you guys are covering all the bases. Talk to me.
Okay, Jim. Well, where do you want to start first?
So let's go where did SAFE come about? I mean, you guys, somebody had to be looking around going, we got to do something. And you guys decided to do something. How'd that all come about?
Well, I'll tell you, all of this, a bunch of different companies, there's six of us, six different companies. We kind of all been doing our own thing, a bunch of like one-man bands, trying to take water, education, entertainment,
nutrition,
and finance, business,
environment.
I'm sorry. We were all doing our own thing and kind of, you know, we had done different things. I'm not saying we didn't do anything. We did a lot of great things. But it seemed like as soon as we came together, as we formed SAFE, things really took off. Because we decided as SAFE that we wanted to go make a difference and help others. Because at the end of the day, what's most important, you know, when you can be in service and do something for somebody else?
And you guys don't have that big dollar bill floating in front of you. You have wanting to help people, and you like the smiles on the faces and seeing the results. That's what I've noticed. I mean, everybody wants to make money, of course, but you guys, your prime objective is helping. And
exactly.
So let's touch on this unique little situation that you got now. You have a vehicle that's a little bigger than your average little Chevy, right?
Yeah, we got the Safe Easy Way tour bus. And as we found out, it's hard to get into little places. but where we're excited to take it on the Hope Tour, you know, and hopefully, Jim, you're going to come along with us. We're planning on you to be there with us. So we're really excited. You know, I just wanted to touch back on when you talked about it's not all about just making money. You know, a lot of us went through a lot of that earlier in what we were doing, and we found out that just wasn't it. You know, that's not what we're about, you know. And so basically what we come to a decision is, you know, you can have all the money in the world and you can do all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, our wealth is our God-given gifts and talents. And truly what makes us happy is when you can go help somebody do something they can't do for themselves and help them to better their lives so they can help others. And that's truly what they, the bottom line, that's what it's about. That's why they call it Solution Advocates for Everyone.
I like that, yeah. And, you know, the old term, we need a change, you know, and think positive. A lot of people, it becomes kind of redundant and that passe, they think, we've heard this so many times. But boy, if there is ever a change needed, this is it. I mean, there's big changes in the transition from television to online back and uniting the two and the education system. All this stuff has to change and the toxins in the environment. We need to make a change. And you guys came across, Janelle was mentioning, you came across Eric. Now, that made a little bit of a change, didn't it, Janelle, in your life?
No, it actually made a huge change.
Yes.
It's actually because of Eric that we are where we are at today, because he's amazing, and he knows how to really connect you with the right people, get you where you need to go to really get people to understand who you are and build your brand.
Yeah, you know, and nobody ever heard of Pepsi. Nobody ever heard of Tide and all that stuff years ago. And somebody heard it for the first time. And then you hear it over and over and over again. And that's how it basically builds and becomes something that people want to grab off the shelf, because there's something about feeling familiar with any entity. And I think that's what's going to be happening with SAFE as it travels and the word gets out. People will literally, that's the right word, they're going to feel safe and secure, knowing that what they're going to be tied in with this program is going to make such a difference in their lives, and people need to be safe from this this insurance situation. It's getting to the point where boomers can't afford it, and woe be to you if you have a little issue or if you have a little hiccup in your life and they see that and they go, let's raise the rates, you know. And you guys have found ways around it. That's amazing. So, well, I just want to always – I want to thank you guys for taking the time and always let you know we appreciate you guys and what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to that tour and building, because it seems like the safe is like a snowball, and it's going down the hill, creating more and more good things or attaching to it. And when we start rolling out with the tour bus, this is going to bring a lot of excitement across the country. We got so many, how many, 14 cities we're looking at now?
Yeah, it's 13 cities.
13, okay.
Yeah, we're going to start in Wyoming and go straight across and then down to Florida, around the tip of Florida, back up and
across Texas
and back up home.
And you've been introduced to some of the Easy Way Network. You went to the Eric's birthday with the American Cancer Society and met Lauren and some of the people, Kate Linder with their word. You're starting to mix and mingle with some of the crowd. Are you enjoying some of those little trips?
Oh yeah, it's great. We love going to the events, and what amazes me about those events is how many people remember who you are. And they come up and they say, hey, it's good to see you. You know, where you at with SAFE? What's going on? You know, it's really great. You know, people are starting to know who we are.
No, it is really great. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's all exciting, and we're looking forward to getting together and doing these more travels and everything, and I know you guys are busy, so I'm going to let you roll on to your next location there, and we'll be touching base shortly, and I'll tell you, it is exciting. It's we're going into May now, and so many things are happening. We went through, what, 3 events recently, and we're rocking and rolling, so... So
we
I'll
are.
Let you guys move on. We got to move on
thank
in the show
you,
here, but thanks for coming on, guys, because I know you really like you take time out of your busy day, and let's look forward to doing some more trips and events.
You got it. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
So long, guys.
Thanks. Bye bye.
All right, that's Janelle and Greg with SAFE, and Janelle Garner, Greg Cameron, and they worked very hard in their team. Tony and June and the whole team, Ben, and they're constantly grinding away, working to build this network. Like Eric's just, it's a nonstop, and it helps people. And Dante with her talk show and her coin and the health tips she has, and all this stuff is so beneficial. And I'm older than, a lot older than there, but I listen to some of their stuff, and like with Eric, I'm learning the social media, and Dante, I get the health tips, and all this stuff helps, you know, never too old to keep learning. So anyway, with that, guys, I think we're going to move on our next segment. We're going to go into our, see if we got some gems coming up here. We got Reefa's report, and then my gem time. So let's see where we wind up here.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Waiting for that... Welcome. Anyway, I'm here to welcome you, and I have a very special guest today. Her name is Lark Larissa Polinsky. Welcome, Larissa.
Glad to be on your show.
Yes, I'm so happy that you...
And they hope you hear me well.
Yes, I can hear you now. First, it was a little bit in the distance, but I can hear you now clear, and I'm happy that you're here. Anyway, I want to introduce you to our listening audience as one of our premier artists. You are one of the most active artists that I've ever met, and I just admire your passion, your dedication, and how you continue to, as you say, champion the Bunker Art Group. Can you tell us about the Bunker Art Group and how they came to be formed by Kiki Grigor Mikhalyan? I hope I said his name right.
Grigor first saw all American art, like, you know, long before Perestroika. And he got so amazed can create art the way the jazz musicians play, you know, not realistic, because in former Soviet Union, only realistic art was allowed at this time. And he understood there exists some other art, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he inspired his friends, Martin, Ashot, Steph, and they together formed group that they called Bunker, because Bunker, like, you know, at the wartime, you hide in the bunker against bombing, right? And for them, it was, and for them it was to hide against the society, totalitarian society that oppressed them and tried to make them the same, you know, and make realistic art. And they wanted to do abstract art, to have freedom of expression. So before Perestroika, they were just hiding. And after Perestroika, the collector Sergei Javadyan starts supporting them, buying their art, and this way to led them to create art, because they basically didn't have studios. He helped them to get studios and to be active. So that's how the Bunker Group appeared in the former Soviet Union. Let's put it this.
That is amazing. And, you know, what you're describing to us is how this group was able to exercise its muscles, so to speak, in expressing themselves from their soul, from their creativity, so that their art could exist. Because, as you said, you know, and it's probably still true today in many cases, the realistic art, which we can also say is representational, because it represents an object that people can recognize, is very acceptable, because, you know, it's something people can easily relate to. But then when you are expressing something deep within that's connected to the higher consciousness of the universe, it's not always easily recognizable as art, and it's very subjective, because art is very personal. Each and every one of us is an individual, although we're all connected to one big giant spirit. You know, when I taught art for LA Unified School District, I used to explain to my students, you know, we could have a still life here. In other words, objects, you know, like maybe a pear, apple, or an orange, and a banana, whatever, and put it in an arrangement, and I would have all my students paint whatever it was that we set up for the still life. But each and every one was different, even though we were all looking at the same thing, because nobody is exactly the same. We are all unique.
Sure. And you know that in former Soviet Union, they could actually put you in the prison or say you're crazy and put you in asylum just because you created, you know, abstract art. So,
my goodness.
Said, totally right. Yeah. That, and it's the most deep expression of the soul when we don't need words or we don't need particular objects. But we're expressing our feeling, our joy, our love through the movement, through colors, and I personally love doing it too.
Well, listen, Larissa, I'm one of your biggest fans, as you probably know. I love your art. I have been to many of your exhibitions, and your work reminds me very much of the Impressionist. I love your selection of colors. And no matter what it is you're depicting, normally it's landscapes. it always has your special touch, your combination of colors and everything. And I find that your brush strokes, your even when you're splattering, that it's very dainty, that it's very delicate, and very light, very effervescent. And I just love your art. I just want everybody to know that.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate this. And with Bunker, it was my first part when I did collages. It's the same way I was trying not to think, but just let objects appear, you know, on my canvas or cardboard. And Kiki was my inspiration, you know, when I met Kiki. And he introduced me to the Bunker group and actually to abstract art itself. Because in Russia, you know, mostly what you see in museums, it's realistic art. And
yes,
I got so, So
yeah,
I was
going to
so
say,
this.
Go ahead,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, you say.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, having gone to training at USC, we had to study art history. And one of my favorite forms is collage, because I met an artist who used to use that form of art and expression. And I was wondering if any of the great modern art masters, you know, like Braque, were inspirational to Kiki. Did he model or craft any of his work inspired by Braque, for example?
You know, he got inspired by many European masters, you know, that start creating their art in the beginning of the century, like Dada and Schwitzer. And so at the moment when I met him, he particularly created collages. And, you know, and I start learning it from him. And then one day he said, you have to exhibit yourself with us. And that's how I became the part of Bunker Group and start also promoting them. Because back in Russia, they were, or former Soviet Union, they were already pretty much known. But here they needed to establish their name again. And I wrote articles. I helped them to get in the galleries. And you know, together we did the pretty good shows in USC and UCLA and some of their art in Museum of Nonconformist Art in New Jersey. So I think we did for almost 20 years, we did a good job here in the United States.
Well, I tell you, you left an impression on me because the first time I met you, you had an exhibit entitled Broken Eggs. And it was in the USC campus that had the art gallery. That was under the direction of our friend Lynn Crandall, and she introduced us. And I saw the exhibition there, and that's how we met. And then eventually, you became a big supporter of the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and I just want to thank you on the air. Before our audience, because you're a big supporter of these kind of humanitarian causes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it was one of our big shows, and right now we have, as you know, another big show, Bunker Opens Doors, and many people commented when they came to the show that it has this museum quality. It's not just show, everyday show. It's really powerful, and it's kind of museum level.
Yes, very much so. In fact, I just saw your exhibit you have going on now at the Longhouse in Plummer Park, and it's very professional. It was curated in such a way that it really belongs at the L.A. County Art Museum, and I expect to see it there when you're ready to do that. But can you tell our audience about what's going on now? You have something coming up that we would like for them to know about.
Yeah. You know, we decided to demonstrate people who wants to come to our closing, which is on April 28th, from 1 to 3 in long haul, did, by the way, 7377 Santa Monica Boulevard, Plummer Park. But
yes.
we what we wanted to do, we want to paint a little bit,
mm-hmm.
to demonstrate how this abstract art created. So it's like, it's a rare chance to see this, I would say, legendary Bunker Group in action. And,
yes.
Before your eyes create art. So
that's a beautiful thing. And on that note, we're going to say sayonara for a while. How would you say that in your native language?
How would they say what?
How would you say I'll see you later in your native language?
Okay, do svidaniya.
Okay. All right, everybody. You heard it from Larissa.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
And thank you again for coming as our guest today.
Thank you. So happy to answer your questions.
Yes.
Can I tell also your audience that we have a big opening on May 20 during the Russian Festival, Russian Culture Festival, in the same place. And, you know, it will be from 12 to 3, and everybody invited to.
That sounds good. Okay. I hope that our audience caught that. I'm not sure where our engineer is right now, but I think we're still on. So,
yes. So May 20 this year, and everybody, welcome.
Thank you.
Добро пожаловать in Russian.
Okay. All righty.
Спасибо. Goodbye. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Carmelita hits it out of the park again. She's always got such interesting guests. And, you know, I've been to recording studios with Carmelita. She comes in, and she doesn't have to do this, but she sets up. She brings in some boxes with the snacks and the juices and all that. And at the events we go to, boy, I'll tell you, she can sing. She's on stage. She can dance. And she knows the people. So this has been amazing with Carmelita. And I'm going to, some things I'll reach out. And I will try to get Eric, see if we can get him. Because the reason I'm pestering him to get on the show, because he can do some of the follow-ups on some of these. We've been doing so much in the event category with the new shows and everything, and I can't keep up with it all. So let me see if I can tune in here and have the engineer reach out and get Eric. Okay. I try to keep up.
Hey,
Eric, what's with us?
Hey, there.
Okay, Eric Easy Zuli has joined us today, and we had Greg Cameron and Janelle Garner, and we had the Carmelita Show, which you know the routine, and welcome to the show. And I just wanted you to come in, and I know you're a busy guy, but give us a little heads up on what happened and what's going to be happening. And we had the iLaunch. And this is all amazing. Talk to us.
Well, we definitely have a lot of stuff going on. Thanks. Anything that my dad wants to do, I canceled it without meeting. So,
okay, Eric.
Come on.
Eric, hello. You can hear me.
Yeah, you can hear me.
Okay, you're real choppy. Real, real choppy. So, what we'll do is maybe you can tune back in, maybe a different line.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's there you go. We're with you now.
We're having a bad internet connection right now. I apologize, guys. Cox Cable Communications. Yeah, I'm blaming it on Cox Cable because it's just a bad. They must be doing some work in the area or something. So yeah, what I was saying
you're loud
is.
And clear.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. I hear you. And you know
okay,
what?
Then.
That American Cancer Society event on your birthday, that was an absolute
Dad,
home run.
If you can hear me. If they can hear me, then maybe you stop talking and then I talk so then they can hear what I'm saying. I love you.
Okay, go ahead. You can talk now.
so basically, I loved what Safe said. Safe's one of our clients with Easyway Promotions. And, it really is that, guys. On social media and events, people know who you are. And when they know who you are and they constantly keep seeing you, they eventually want to do business with you. And we create that for you. And right now we have something very big, major going on with TV, with Evander Holyfield's family's TV network. And we're making some major moves with our new channel on iLaunch Global, which houses My Holyfield TV, She TV, and now Easy Way TV. And soon, guys, you'll see iLaunchEasyWay.com, which is going to be iLaunch and everything that they're doing done the easy way. And all of the programming and all the content and all the everything that's involved with what we're doing with this TV situation. And really, the shows are spectacular. And if you go to easyway.tv, you'll see our live channel functioning right now. And there's a lot of promos on there right now. There's a lot of good filler content. There's movies and there's animations and there's promo TV show sizzles and so a couple talk show episodes and a couple things just to give kind of people an idea. But what we're building for is to be on television on Channel 30. And we are on the My TV to Go app, which is mytvtogo.net, which is pre-built into all the Samsung TVs and Philips TVs, Thompson TVs, Sharp's TVs, and all the big retail stores. You might recognize the TV to Go logo because you see it on the boxes and everything. And so we're on Roku and Amazon Fire. We're building this thing, and we're part of that whole family. And so there's a lot of people that want shows that are coming to us right now. There's a lot of people that do have shows and a lot of dreams that we're making come true. So a couple of the shows that we have coming up, guys, is Nonprofit Soldiers, which is being edited and associated produced by Glover's Own DL Pictures. And that's my dad in the paintball field getting shot with paintballs to watch celebrities shooting each other with paintballs for good causes. So they're basically the nonprofit soldiers going to war for good causes. And we shot about 3 days of paintballing with celebrities and professional paintballers. And that's a lot of content that we're going to be turning into a show, which we're pretty
excited. And there was a sign up, do not shoot at the camera person.
That they didn't really listen to that one, did they? And then we have the Talking with the Angels show. We have a new show called Get Hot, which is for veteran women and cancer patients or people that have gone through cancer that want to be basically made over and get their chance to be on major runway stages and major makeup and fashion and beauty. And that's with one of our hosts, Jessica Searles. And then we have Kiss and Tell with Dr. Dante Sears and my show, Easy Talk Live. And we're working on some actual movies and films and really kind of getting together with production companies and film festivals and just content. And we're open and looking for content, easywaytv@gmail.com, or you can email me at eric@ilaunch.tv if you're interested in getting involved with the network and the distribution. We do have a reach of about 500 million people in 164 countries between all the collaborations, the 32 networks we're dealing with. And, we're just building that up. So I do a show every Saturday. If you want to know more information, meet some great, amazing guests, and actually connect with these guests and connect with amazing people, it's live on Facebook, and then it gets syndicated to television. And so we're making a lot of moves happen with the Safe Bus, the Safe Easy Way Tour Bus, which today we're going to be looking at some situations for changing colored paint and music. And we're doing the Smart Talk TV show. The baby boomers trying to make a difference with communities, but they don't know how to really use the technology. It's a reality show. I'm always looking for things. So you're going to see us more and more on social media. My social media page is Eric Zuli One. If you want to add that page and kind of get in the mix, get involved. And I'm doing consulting, guys. If you want to learn how to build your own media platform, get sponsors and things like that, I'm speaking a lot of places. So we are doing consulting, and we're actually building an academy project to where if you want to learn kind of what we've done, if you want to learn how to build your business on a media perspective, you want to learn how to get out there the way Easy Way does it, if you want to learn broadcast, if you want to learn events and kind of some of the strategies and secrets and stuff, we're doing an academy where we can certify you the easy way to build your business. So just go to easywaynetwork@gmail.com and just subscribe. Just keep subscribing to easywaynetwork.com. And lots of really fun things coming up. So that's my little news update for now, guys. Thanks so much for hanging with us and doing it the easy way. You can also text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 21777. Easy Way to 21777. And we have a lot of tools for you guys for your business, like proximity marketing tools, where if you're in a radius of 400 meters, which is the size of four football fields, your business can get to cell phones. and then your commercial can get on their cell phones, and just really cool technology like that. So get ready, guys. We got a lot of great things coming up. Thank you to everybody that has supported us. Shout out to the Easy Way family. We love you guys.
Where they're just running into the online viewers, and it's causing viewers to go online, and so the transition now is between the two of them, and Eric's kind of on the peak of that, and he's monitoring and putting it all together. So he's the guy they're coming to. Anyway, guys, Radio Boomers Live.
You guys didn't lose me in that conversation, did you?
Is the show over?
No, we're still on there, but did you lose me in mid-conversation, or did you guys hear me?
No. No,
okay.
I can hear you.
Is that, there's all these different windows open. It looked like I might have been on mute. Okay. Well, yeah, so the show's about to be to end, but, guys, we do offer sponsorships and product placement and abilities to be on our platforms, which, I mean, our radio station is reaching close to 1 million people. We can show you those numbers. We covered the whole map pretty much. And so if you want to get your product out there, your business, your service, your message, you want to speak on stages, you want to get your message out there, create books, whatever it is you want to do, we can help you do. But ultimately, we have a very cost-effective way of doing that by advertising on our Easy Way Radio or Easy Way TV or Easy Way Magazine. And so everything's on easywaynetwork.com. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening and spreading the word, guys. Hashtag Easy Way. So we'll be back next week. With another awesome episode of Radio Boomers Live with my dad and Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers and many awesome other TV shows and movies. And if you guys are interested in a show, a TV show, a radio show, perhaps building your own magazine or getting into some mixes or whatnot, then contact us at 877-399-2929. It's 877-399-EASYWAYBIZ. And you can email easywaynetwork@gmail.com. All right, thanks, guys. Have a great I'll give you the show back, Dad, and I'm going to take off.
Okay, guys, hang in there, and remember, just keep busy, and you can become an entrepreneur at any age, and just keep that exercise going, keep moving, keep busy, think positive, keep the faith. Until next time, Monday morning, 10 o'clock, Radio Boomers Live, tune in, and we'll talk to you then. Radio Boomers out.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.